Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
The scripture today is Psalm 23, a psalm of David, the divine shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I learned this psalm at Miss Roberts' kindergarten. There was a little white house on the street, but there was a big backyard. So we learned in the living room, then we played outside in the backyard. I got glasses when I was 4.5 years old. And little Reggie Prosser, with his little lunchbox, went to kindergarten and learned the 23rd Psalm with his very best friend, Arthur Moore. Art and I have been friends since kindergarten. Sandra, you know a little bit about best friends. Your best friend from 7th grade is here today. There's something about this psalm that brings us into the familiarity and just kind of wraps us up like a warm blanket. I went out last week to go to dinner, and Gail said, "You're not wearing those shoes, are you?" They're my favorite shoes. Bill Baxley, you know a little bit about that. Thank God for Sandra. Thank you. I had on my favorite blue jeans. Gail says, "You're not wearing those jeans, are you? You're going to look like a bum." I said, "I am a bum." Lord have mercy. The comfort of this psalm makes it a natural for funeral services. But the truth is that this psalm is not about dying, it's about living. And we are invited into life through this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Not the shepherd, not a shepherd, my shepherd. And there's no conditions put on my shepherd. So if you're one of those people Annabeth was praying over that's been put down by power, or at least tried to put down by power, there are no conditions in this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. And there's great comfort in that for the living of the days. This psalm begins with God, ends with God, and God is in the middle. That's sort of how we should live our days. As we awaken in the morning, thanks be to God. As we go through the day, help me, help me, help me. At the end of the day, thank you, God. And sometimes Anne Lamott says we even say, "Wow," at the end of the day. There is presence in this psalm. My shepherd is with me. There is protection in this psalm. My God protects me from all of the stuff going on around me. And finally, there is peace with certainty in this psalm. The psalmist, David's writing this in his later years, and he's reflecting back on his life as he writes this psalm of gratitude and glory. And he remembers his days as a psalmist when he's on the go, walking beside the water, trudging along the paths through the valleys. Now, it's not so much, Lou, that sheep aren't smart. They are smart. But they require a lot of attention. And the shepherd knows they must be on the go, but the sheep don't want to go. The sheep want to stay where it is, where they are. The sheep want comfort. The sheep want normal. They want to graze in the same places. They want to do the same things every day. They want to pollute the same place. They're not bothered by that. They're not very smart. You're right. But the shepherd knows that the sheep must keep moving. The shepherd knows that standing still is not an option. But we want certainty. And God gives us presence. We want less chaos in our lives, and the shepherd gives peace. We want control over everything, and God gives us protection from ourselves. Thanks be to God. The shepherd moves the herd. The sheep dogs bark and keep the herd together and move them along. But if the herd gets restless, the shepherd walks among the middle of them. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't interested in walking in the middle of a bunch of sheep. But you ask any shepherd and they will tell you, nothing quiets my herd more than me walking in the middle of them. Trust the shepherd. The shepherd never abandons us. And that's what David is singing in this hymn. Singing of the relationship that he has with God and praising God for that relationship. Trust the shepherd. And I know many of us have trouble with that. About 100 of you this morning have said, when are we going to get a new pastor? And here's the answer. I don't know. We continue to pray for our pastor search committee, and we trust the shepherd. Several of you have said, you hadn't preached on money lately. We must be really good with all our money. No, we're not. My wife not only told me to not wear those shoes, she said, don't preach on money anymore for a while. Trust the shepherd. Whatever is going on in your life, claim the joy of being held by the shepherd. John Cotter says, leadership is not about problems and decisions. Leadership is about relationships. And as we engage one another, we motivate one another toward a mission and a vision that is way beyond us. In church conference today, you're going to hear reports from several of our leaders giving us glimpses of the work of God among us. We've not missed a beat during this last year together. The church is fine. And I promise you, nobody wants a pastor more than me. But for whatever reason, God has brought us together to this point in time. And so let's live into it. Let's celebrate it. Let's continue to do the work of God among us. You're in good hands. Your staff continues to do good work. Steve, thank you for 10 years of consistent, stabilizing guidance in the life of our church. And Angela, thank you for sharing him with us. We are richer because of the gifts that Steve brings to us. We are richer because of the music that Christian generates for us. We are richer because of the leadership and administrative chores that Annabeth carries for us. We are richer because April is April among us. Thanks be to God. Trust the shepherd. Perhaps most importantly, to claim the joy of being held by the shepherd. Chuck Poole says these words, even if God does not spare us from the worst, God will be with us in the worst to help us through the worst. This is a psalm of assurance, a psalm that sings, no matter what, God is with me. We don't have to sing, I want Jesus to walk with me. Jesus is already walking with me. Trust the shepherd. And then there's one little twist. In the unexpected development of this psalm, David says, but sometimes I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't stay there, but I have to walk through there. And in the reality of life, sometimes the herd gets thinned out. Sometimes in the natural order of things, a predator snatches a sheep out of the herd. Sometimes we got to eat and we got to give up that ram who's been with us forever. Sometimes in the darkness of the moment, when we think it's over, David says, you can get through this because the shepherd is with you. You ever been there? You ever been in that valley? You ever been in that valley of darkness and you've looked around and said, what the heck? You know what I'm talking about. God I don't want this. I don't want this valley. Why am I in this valley? God, come on, God. I've done everything you've ever asked for me. I've done everything you've ever asked me to do. I've spoken to people I don't even know. I've come to church almost twice a month. Come on, God. And God says, you'll get through this. You'll get through this. David says it with certainty. Surely. Surely. You'll get through this. Now, I got a confession to make. I don't make them often, but I've got one to make. I was about 30 years old before I realized that surely wasn't one of the three stooges of the 23rd Psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I thought surely was a part of goodness and mercy. And one day I was at the funeral of the African-American veterinarian in our town. And our church was the only place where we could host the crowd that was anticipated. And so as the brother was in his casket in front of us, Dr. Blakely stood up. And he said, brothers and sisters, surely, surely, surely. He went on for 15 minutes with one word. I'm thinking, give us goodness and mercy. Let's get out of here. Surely, without a doubt, with certainty, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not just follow me. The Hebrew word is pursue me. So when you're in the valley, when there's darkness around you, know that goodness and mercy are surely following you, pursuing you, surrounding you. God's goodness is pursuing us. God's goodness is all around us. And surely, goodness and mercy are pursuing us. So if things aren't happening on your timetable, trust the shepherd. If things aren't happening the way you think they should be happening, trust the shepherd. I promise you that God is preparing you for the next chapter of greatness. I promise you that's what's happening in this moment. Trust the shepherd. Pray together. Thank you, God, for your presence with us, for the protection that you give to us, most importantly, for the peace that pursues us. I thank you for my friend Art, for these many years that we have shared friendship because of this psalm that brought us together. I thank you for the goodness of Jesus the Christ. I pray in his name. Amen.